Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, November 29th. South Bruce OPP say a missing man from Mildmay has been located deceased. They say they were called at 11:30 yesterday morning with a report that 26-year-old Jason Burbage had gone missing. Police have not given more information but say their investigation is continuing. They say they appreciate the assistance of the community and add that anyone with information is asked to call OPP or Crime Stoppers. One person has died in a house fire near Teeswater. Emergency services were called to a report of a fire along Bruce County Road 6 in the former Culross Township just after 9 Monday morning. South Bruce OPP and South Bruce firefighters arrived to find a home fully engulfed in flames. Police say a deceased person has been located inside the home. OPP have not provided any additional details about the incident. The victim has not been identified by police, and there's no word about the potential cause of the fire. Grey Bruce OPP say a highway traffic blitz was held on Friday to combat dangerous driving habits. Police say year-to-date, Grey Bruce has one of the highest fatality rates in the West region. 28 drivers were charged Friday with speeding-related offenses, 4 related to commercial vehicles, and 1 for improper brakes. Acting Superintendent Sean Johnson stated in a conference earlier this year, when you factor in alcohol or drug impairment, distraction, speed, or other aggressive behaviors, you have a recipe for tragedy. He says there are collisions that don't need to happen, they are entirely preventable, and it needs to stop. Saugeen Shores Council is sending a letter to the provincial government about Bill 23, the More Homes Built Faster Act. A letter signed by Mayor Luc Charbonneau says the changes in the bill won't address housing issues, and a one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work. He says waiving development charges will directly affect the town's ability to build and maintain infrastructure. The letter adds municipal governments are in the best position to address the immediate and local currents of concerns of their citizens, including concerns related to housing. It says Bill 23 takes autonomy away from municipalities and prevents them from addressing the housing crisis in an adequate and timely fashion. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Russia is trying to use winter as a weapon of war. He said today NATO will help Ukraine repair its energy infrastructure, which has been heavily damaged after Russian missile attacks. Stoltenberg also said NATO would help protect Ukrainians from further missile attacks. The Artisans Holiday Show and Sale is coming to the Bay Shore to start off December. It runs Friday to Sunday this weekend. The show will have artisans and vendors from all over Grey and Bruce. Committee member Shauna Harvey.
You would be hard-pressed for someone not to be able to find something for someone on their list at this show.
The vendors include glass workers, metal workers, yarn and felt artists, food booths, and much more. Admission is $2 at the door. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 56 points. The Dow Jones is up 3 points. Our dollar is trading at 73.62 U.S. cents, down 47 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $78.67, up $1.43 a barrel. In sports, in World Cup soccer, England blanked Wales 3-0, and the USA got by Iran 1-0. Earlier, the Netherlands blanked Qatar 2-0, and Senegal got by Ecuador 2-1. Canada plays their final game of the tournament Thursday when they face Morocco. In the NHL, 9 games tonight, including the San Jose Sharks at Montreal to meet the Canadiens. Tomorrow, San Jose will be in Toronto to face the Leafs. In the OHL, the Guelph Storm visit the London Knights. In WOAA Senior Hockey, the Shallow Lake Crushers visit the Saugeen Shores Winterhawks. Both teams have 6 points on the season. Game time is 8 at the Plex in Port Elgin. And in the NBA, 3 games tonight, including the New York Knicks at Detroit to go against the Pistons. The Toronto Raptors, who have won 2 in a row, play their next 2 games on the road starting tomorrow night at New Orleans. In World Baseball in New Zealand, Canada plays Japan. Game time is 10:30 p.m. our time. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.